Greetings and salutations to all you Februarians who are participating in the February Challenge. By the way, many thanks to Sassy Cat for all her efforts in this regard. I wasn't going to participate in this challenge, and then I decided that I had something to say after all. Now, I realize that I'm kind of late, given that it's officially after midnight here in this part of Kanuckistan. But I figure it's still before midnight somewhere in the world, so, you know, it's not too late, really. It's never too late. So, I didn't really think that I'd have anything valuable to discuss here, because I'm a very new smartphone user. I just got mine at Christmas, and I heard of almost all my apps from other people. But then I realized that there are some apps that never got mentioned once in the multitudinous boos that people put up on this topic. So I am going to rectify that and mention a few apps that I particularly enjoy that I haven't heard talked about at all. First of all, one app that I quite like is called Daily Quote. I kind of like to collect bits and pieces of wisdom wherever I may find them. So Daily Quote helps me do that. It provides a thought for the day from a compilation of numerous famous quotes. You can also search for things, I believe, and you can add things to your favorites. I think there are in-app purchases that allow you to get more collections. I haven't actually delved into that simply because of lack of finances, but I quite like that one. Another app that I really like, and you know what, I'm having a difficult time coming up with the name of it. It's a poetry app from the Poetry Foundation. Maybe it's just called Poetry. It might be. But anyway, if you search for Poetry Foundation in the App Store, if this is the sort of thing that interests you, that is, you will find it. And I really like it because you can search for poems by title, by poet, by first line, and it has lots and lots of wonderful poetry in there. Not as much as I would like by certain poets, but, you know, I'm picky. There's not enough Yeats, damn it. And no Bronte! I couldn't believe it! I was shocked! But actually, there is quite a lot of wonderful stuff in there, so it's worth getting. There may be in-app purchases for that as well. And, well, as is obvious if you've been following me for any length of time, I am nuts about poetry. Another app that I really enjoy is called Yocto Clock, and that's spelled Y-O-K-T-O clock. What that is, it's a very cool little alarm clock, and it will allow you to choose from a tremendous amount of really cool sounds for your alarm. It'll also let you use your iTunes playlist. But yeah, it has all kinds of built-in sounds that I really enjoy. But not only will it just display an alarm when it goes off, it will also give you your local weather. And that, I think, is really neat because I don't have to go into another app to get the weather first thing in the morning. Another product that I quite like by the same app maker, Yoctoville, is an app called Alarmed, and it's a timer slash reminder feature. And I just find it has a lot more to offer than the usual reminders app for the iDevice. I'm sorry, I should have said initially that actually what I use is an iPhone. I wasn't thinking, obviously. but yeah, it's very fully featured. Again, for the timers, for the alert noises, it's got like tons of really cool sounds. I'm a huge sound effects buff as well. So anything with really cool sounds kind of gets brownie points with me. But yeah, it's really useful. I found a couple of times, believe it or not, that the reminder app that you get with your iDevice actually scheduled my appointments for the wrong time, even though I know I put the right time in. And that's why I got this Alarmed app, because I've never had that problem with it. Another app I'd like to talk about is called Sleepbug. Yes, I know that's a rather odd name, but I have been cursed with insomnia, as I think many of you actually here on Audio Boom have been, and it tends to like to visit me on a regular basis. Gentle Morpheus, son of night, hither speed thy airy flight. So there's this cool app called Sleepbug, which is a soundscape generator and also, I believe, a white noise generator. So it plays nice relaxing sounds to help soothe one to sleep. There are a number of soundscapes to choose from. It's better if you get the in-app purchase, because then you can get them all. You can unlock all of them. You can turn down the individual volumes for each sound if you don't want them as high as they initially are. You can mix and match sounds. And there are just some really nice soundscapes. There's like a forest one, and a beach one, and a music box one, and a city one, which I actually kind of like, believe it or not. And I think there's a rainfall one, and a river or a stream one with birds. Lots of really nice, relaxing, soothing sounds. There's another app that I actually haven't played around with yet. I keep meaning to, and then I just keep forgetting about it. It's called Sound Massage Pro, and it's basically the same idea. It's a sound generator, and the idea is for it to help relax you so you can get to sleep. Apparently, it's got a lot more to offer than Sleepbug. I've downloaded it. I just haven't played with it. But I guess there are a lot more soundscapes, a lot more things that you can choose, and it's a lot more flexible in terms of what sounds you can use. I should really give that one a try, because, I'm sure I'll like it. The only problem is that because of my difficulties with my ears, I can't wear headphones for any length of time. And it's really disappointing, because I love listening to these soundscapes. One of these days, I'll get myself a dock, an iPhone dock, and just listen that way. That'll be nice. I should say, I'm really sorry. My brain's obviously all over the place here. What else is new? I should say that these apps, the Sleepbug and the Sound Massage Pro, have sleep timers in them, so you can actually set a period of time for these soundscapes to play. Well, folks, I hope this actually has been helpful to somebody. And thank you again for the very interesting topics.